This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Drift Air Freshener, rethink car fresheners that are free from questionable ingredients. Save 20% off with code 20MMA. Life Fitness, workout in comfort and train whenever. Save 10% off your order with code MMA10. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 704.
704.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on, Paco Rabonne?
What's going on? I've been following the NCAA tourney. You've been watching any games?
Not at all.
Been some exciting games. Although, you know, the Final Four is like the best teams, like ranked teams, are playing each other. So that's kind of unusual, I guess.
Usually. No underdogs made it deep this year?
No, not this year. Nope. But there were some really exciting games where some of these top tier teams, like Florida, was behind for like most of the game, and then they had went on a 20-2 run and came back in the fourth quarter. It was like ridiculous. Basketball is so different now. They shoot three pointers all the time. That's all they do.
Yeah, there was some stat, I don't remember, I want to say it was like close to 50% of the shots made are three pointers now.
Well, because it's like Moneyball. You remember that thing where they figured out statistically that shooting three pointers has the best chance of winning the game. So that's what all teams do.
It's
now.
Retarded. Like, it's no, it was never like that. And I don't know how you fix the game. I haven't watched one. So I just read that, you know, people aren't happy with the style of it.
It's bad. It's now. Hard. It's not as exciting. They don't pass as much. It's like all this one on one weaving in and out shit. And they really don't. Yeah. I'm just not a big fan, but the tournament's fun to watch. Yeah. I can't. That's why I don't even watch NBA basketball anymore, because it's just boring. So they score a lot of points, like 140 points or some ridiculous thing. Like,
I guess that's good. There's no action, no like fights. Well, there was a fight, I think, yesterday, actually. I don't remember what teams.
Right?
Something.
And somebody else
came across the timeline. It's like, you like fighting? Here's some fighting. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what sport. So, anyway. Let's talk some MMA. Where do you want to start with this week?
Let me see. How about, okay, so I want to talk about this GFL, if you don't mind.
The Grandpa Fight League.
Yeah. They just announced the debut fight cards. Okay, and I want to show this to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to share my screen so that you can see what in the hell is happening here. Hopefully this is the right screen. Yep. Okay, here we go. So here we go. Day one, Saturday, May 24th in LA. We got Uriah Faber and Henan Barao, Anthony Pettis versus Benson Henderson, Holly Holm versus Julia Budd, Mendez versus Mike Linares. And we kind of go down. Sage Northcutt's on the card.
Yeah.
Kat Zingano. We got Todd Duffy. Here we go. Oh,
Jesus. <It's> still going.
Yep. And then let me see. Oh, Gleison Tibau. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
It's Alex Oliveira.
Yeah.
And then day two, headlined by Tony Ferguson versus Dylan Danis. Fucking we got weird. OSP and Gustafson. Didn't they fight already? I thought they did.
Probably.
Uriah Hall's fighting on the card. Paige Van Zandt.
Yeah.
We got freaking Alan Belcher. I wonder if he still
heavyweight.
If he still has a tattoo. Yeah.
Yeah. They just gotten more blown out as he's moved up from fucking 70 to heavyweight.
And that's about all. But I'm just, what is your take on this? This is like insane. Like, I don't even know if this is actually going to happen. Are they yanking our chain or what?
I still don't believe it's going to happen until it happens. And apparently they're paying a lot of money. I saw a little clip of Uriah Faber talking about it, and he basically went to the UFC and got their blessing first, because he's like, I have a lot of fighters that fight in the UFC, so I don't want to piss off the UFC if I'm doing it over here. But he said they're paying a lot of money. It's like, I don't know if it's gonna work out, but we'll see how this plays out long term. But maybe they'll get an event in. I still won't believe it until I see it. So, because you can announce everything in the world, I still don't think some of those fighters are even signed.
Because I thought Rashad Evans was supposed to be fighting there, but he's not listed on there.
Yeah, I don't think he's, yeah.
And who else was, oh, Frank Mir, because I think Mir might have been fighting Verdum.
Oh, he just had this surgery,
Mir
right?
Got, yeah, he got, he's out probably forever from fighting.
Yeah, his whole back bionically replaced.
Yeah. And I just saw, like, speaking of old fighters, like, Jeff Monson just had a fight in Russia. I think it was a boxing match. I don't know the result of it, but he's 54 years old. He's still out there going for it. It's so insane, man. But I guess, like, what are you going to do? Like, some of these fighters, that's all they know, and that's why everyone comes back. Like, you this is what I know, and it's the way I can make the most money in the shortest amount of time, you know, 3 months, 2 months training, whatever. And
yep.
If you're established, you can make probably a couple hundred thousand, if not more. Like, if this other fight league comes to fruition, these fighters probably make, I don't know, $500,000, maybe? Top guys?
Yeah, you think something like that, yeah.
Yeah. There's just no way they're gonna be able to sustain it, because this feels like those Bulldog fights where we have all this crazy shit on a beach, and then, like, two shows later, they're fucking out of business because the cash ran out and they don't know how to sell it. Because you have to have that on a pay-per-view unless you have a partner, and I haven't heard of either. So what's the pay-per-view go? $2.99 fucking
99
cover
cents.
The cost.
Everything's a dollar.
I don't know. It's $9.99 is the prime price. You'd make it up in volume. $19.99 max, but it'll probably go $39.99.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's half the fucking UFC, which is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know either. I just don't think I'd be paying $9.99 for this thing. I mean, maybe I would if I knew all the fights were going to happen.
Yeah, I just don't believe
I actually
it's
might
happen.
I don't know. Possible.
Yeah, I saw ESPN put out this list of, it's something along the lines of the top 10 stars that changed women's MMA in the 21st century.
Cool.
So I want to pull this up.
I feel like that someone did this before, but
it's so fucked up. So here we go. Share screen. I got a fucking million pop-ups. So there we go. They list Amanda Nunes as one.
Ooh.
Cyborg is two. Rousey
Blasphemy.
Is three. Exactly. Shevchenko, four. Joanna, five. Rose, six. Zhang, seven. Misha Tate, eight. Fuji, nine. And Holly Holm at 10. And the person that I saw tweet this out was actually Gina Carano. So she's kind of going, hey, motherfuckers, I kind of was here. And even Dana White was going, hey, you guys kind of missed Gina Carano on there.
They forgot about her for sure.
Yeah.
She should have been on that list 100%.
Yeah. Because, like, my top three, I'd probably put Cyborg, Rousey, and then Gina Carano is three, and then probably Joanna in there. Because I'm thinking about women that were really fundamental to the sport.
Yeah, I mean, Amanda Nunes should be on the list, maybe, but not number one. Like,
absolutely,
I just
not.
Yeah.
That's blasphemy.
Yeah. Nowhere near a pioneer for women's MMA, I would say.
No, she didn't create. She came after all these people.
Right. She just kicked a lot of ass. She's
right.
Tough chick.
And caught people at the end of their career.
Right.
So, I mean, that can happen. So, that's just odd. I think, too, with some people were pointing out with the Gina Carano, because she had all those issues with Disney, and she's actually fucking, she got fired from Disney for a tweet that she tweeted out. So she lost her role on The Mandalorian, and now she's suing Disney, and actually Elon Musk is funding that lawsuit. But ESPN is owned by Disney, so there may be a reason why she's not on that fucking list as like a.
There you go.
We want to put
that
you on the
list. Makes a lot of sense, actually. Yeah, now that you say it.
Or AI wrote the list, because that was someone else's theory that didn't look like there was a lot of depth into that. If you could put Amanda Nunes as number one, nobody in their right mind would put her as number one as like the fucking pioneer or whatever we're labeling this.
No, I agree.
Ronda. Cyborg. Cyborg's got like 6 championship belts in different organizations. Yeah. So
he's just
to in put
a category or class of her own.
Exactly. To put Nunes over.
Cyborg fetish for a while. You were like, it was like still a thing. He was like, Matt's like, this shit never stopped. I just stopped talking about it. I went underground with that shit.
That's right. I'm on a DL, motherfucker.
Oh man. I know you got that OnlyFans subscription.
To see her do what?
See her go fishing and
exactly. Hey, watch me do fucking karaoke. Oh, like, what? What the fuck are you doing, Chris Cyborg? Killing me.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's do a little sponsor action.
All right, let's do that. This episode's brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know that one man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer? In fact, it's the most common form of cancer among men ages 15 to 35. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, which is why we wanted to take a second to talk about men's health issues that are important to us. With men's health and hygiene in mind, Manscaped has partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society, an amazing registered 501c3 nonprofit organization. Manscaped is putting action behind their words and donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society to help save lives and promote routine self-checks. Manscaped just dropped a special edition bundle to help support an amazing cause. The TCS Ball Hero Bundle includes the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra TCS Special Edition and Special Edition TCS Boxers 2.0. Join the over 12 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and use code MMANUTS20 for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com.
And here's the best part. By ordering the Manscaped TCS Ball Hero Bundle, you're helping raise awareness for testicular cancer. Every purchase helps spread the life-saving message. But hurry, there's a limited supply of these special edition products. They won't last long. Get your bundle while supplies last, and let's help raise awareness for testicular cancer together. Get 20% off plus free shipping with promo code MMANUTS20 at manscaped.com. Visit manscaped.com/TCS. To learn more about how to check yourself before you fucking wreck yourself, make a donation to at TCS Society today to save lives and balls.
All right. Also brought to you by The Perfect Jean. I know it's not just me when I say this. Winter lasted for fucking ever. The weather is finally changing. And you know what? We think it's time for a wardrobe change too. If your jeans are stiff, uncomfortable, or just past their prime, it's time to swap them out for something fresh. Enter the perfect jean. Stretchy enough to leap over puddles, stylish enough for the backyard barbecues with the in-laws, and comfortable enough to go from the office to happy hour. Is it just the magic of warmer weather, or have I finally found jeans that don't fight back when I move? Maybe it's both, but either way, they're all I'm wearing this season. Spring means random weather and plans, so you're going to need jeans that keep up. With over 5,000 options of waist and length sizes, washes,
holy smokes.
That is a lot. All super soft and stretchy yet durable, the perfect jean makes it super easy to find your perfect pair. It means you can look and feel perfect, whether you're battling 40-degree morning commutes or a company picnic on a sunny 75-degree day or a happy hour with the guys. Over 30,000 men have rated the perfect jean 5 stars because you should never sacrifice comfort for style. They've got the perfect lineup to keep you looking sharp and staying cool, including buttery soft tees that make your arms and chest pop, but still hide that post-beer garden belly. Comfort shorts that give your thighs the liberty they deserve, and den khakis that are office-approved but feel like joggers. I don't know what that is, but it sounds amazing. Whatever spring has in store, you'll be ready with the perfect jean. For a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order plus free shipping at the Perfect Jean NYC, or Google the Perfect Jean and use code MMA15 for 15% off.
That's right, and they're my favorite jeans. I got the OG stretch, thick, super stretchy, super comfortable. I wear them all the time. And it's finally time to stop crushing your balls in uncomfortable jeans by going to theperfectjean.nyc. And our listeners get 15% off your first order, plus free shipping, free returns, free exchanges when you use code MMA15 at checkout. That's 15% off for new customers at theperfectjean.nyc with promo code MMA15. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Fuck your khakis and get the perfect jean.
I need some den khakis. Whatever that is, sounds amazing.
That's right.
Back to the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Let me see. All right, here. I have BKFC. I think it was who's the guy? Leonardo Perdomo.
Mm-hmm.
Here he is. They got a weigh-in going. I'm gonna show you. I don't know if you saw this. They had a little weigh-in and some shit went down.
The break got the pocket cannoli.
Nope. Hopefully it's not too loud.
All right.
Everything's going fine at this point. They're getting along swimmingly. Things are good. And then the guy touches him on the shoulder, and then now it's starting to heat up a little bit. You can tell, don't touch me.
Yeah, don't touch me.
And then he swings at him. Okay.
He rocked him.
He sure did. But homie over here decides, I'm going to grab the scale. I'm hitting this guy with the scale.
And throwing this in the John Jones and Daniel Cormier. Like,
thankfully,
shoes.
They stopped him, but I kind of would have liked to see him get hit with the scale. I mean, if you're going to throw punches at the weigh-in, you got everything you deserve coming to you.
All bets are off at that point.
That's what I say. You can even get shoes thrown, whatever.
That's fine. Wreck a stage, you know.
I'm not going to let you just kill me, John.
you think I'm just going to let you kill me? That's right. Maybe. let's see what else is happening. They said there's a UFC movie that's supposed to come out.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking weird. It said Zack Snyder is going to direct it.
Hell yeah.
Dana White will produce, some other guy. It's going to follow a young fighter rising from the rough streets of LA to get a shot at a UFC championship. Is this the movie we need? Maybe 10 years ago. I don't know why now.
It's a cross promotion. Synergy, Matt. Cross promotion.
Yes, it is.
We're making movies. I don't even know. Zack Snyder's pretty dope, though. I like that guy.
Are they going to make a video game? Better video game?
I don't know. Is anyone even playing that anymore?
Yeah, there's people playing it, but
I mean, it's cool because he did the movie 300. That's what I was thinking of. I couldn't remember back in the day. You know, that was a hell of a good movie. And then he's done some, you know, superhero movies, Superman in particular. Good director. Should be exciting. I feel like we're going to get those weird, like, grainy, like, not slow motion, fast speed up thing kind of thingies, like fight scenes. It can be like disorienting. So
I don't know. Feels like overload, but I'll hold out and see. Better not be no Roadhouse 2.
UFC. Roadhouse 2. I did not mind that movie. Did you hate that movie?
I never watched it. I think it's blasphemy.
It's decent. I'm saying it's not the same movie, but it's decent. If you have some time to kill, Jake Gyllenhaal does a good job. Conor McGregor's obnoxious in the movie. I can't stand him, but the movie itself was entertaining. I'm not gonna lie. But not the same movie. Different movie.
Sure.
It's just another Roadhouse in a different part of the country.
Roadhouse-ier.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
Fight announcement.
Yes.
We have Mariusz Pudzianowski versus Eddie Hall happening in April 26th.
Yes.
The world's strongest fight, they're calling it.
Yeah, I forgot what they said. I think Pudzianowski is a six-time world's strongest man, and I think Eddie Hall is a one-timer. I have a video of their face-off, so you can kind of get the sense of the size of these fuckers.
Let's see.
We don't need any sound here.
Jesus Christ.
It's a lot of meat. Like, fucking Jesus. Because Eddie's got to be like 360 probably, and Marius has got to be, that's got to be a good 280. I don't know what they said.
Pudzianowski looks like in better shape.
Yeah. Well, I think we know what's going to happen is Eddie Hall will gas out because and turn purple. This is his first, I think, legit fight. I don't know if he's had any other ones, but I mean, he's been training. He hits really hard. He did break Francis Ngannou's punching record on whatever that punching machine was, and he didn't really understand the technique of throwing a proper punch yet. So yeah. He's going to hit like a ton. It's just his conditioning is going to be shit. And Marius has a hell of a lot more fights. I don't even know what his record is, but let's see if we can pull him up. If I can even spell that fucker's name, Marius. Ooj. What is it? Oh, Jesus Christ, the Pooj is 48. He doesn't look no 48. They have him listed at 6'1", 256. No way. I just want to get an overall record here, and then I don't see it. They're pulling up his strongest man shit and not his fight record. Let's see, fight record. I'm going to guess he's had at least 10 fights.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, he's had 26 fights.
Really?
Yeah, he's 17-9.
Whoa. He must be having a lot of tomato can fights that we don't
know. Yeah, I can't. I'm trying to find the fight history. Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. It's been super active. Huh. He fought Tim Sylvia, Butterbean, James Thompson a couple times.
Oh, God. Butterbean.
Holy's Gracie. Holes. Holy's. Holly's Gracie. I don't know. Just kind of flipping through the names here. But yeah. I mean, he's been around. You talk about experience. He's seen it. So it'll be interesting. I saw this weird picture of Nick Diaz. I don't know what this is about. I'm going to post this to you. Hang on. What's going on with this picture? What's going on? Is this a hostage picture?
I don't know. He does look like he's like, I'm okay.
Yeah, everything don't worry is about awesome.
It almost looks like a green screen behind him. It doesn't even look real.
Yeah, I don't know if he just got out of rehab and that's like his rehab picture. It's like the best day ever. I don't know. Apparently in good health, good standing or something. But so we got that. Let me pull up this other thing real quick about Leon Edwards. So I think it was Dean Thomas posted this. He says, Leon Edwards' team said, I know that if he had a little bit more grit in him and had the ability to chew iron, that he would probably still be world champ. And to be fair, I didn't have it either. This is how I know what it looks like, because I didn't have it either. When things got hard for me, I resorted to pulling guard too. I resorted to shooting takedowns and pulling guard, so I know what it looks like. So basically, he's asking, or the question is, would Leon Edwards still be a UFC champion if he had more grit? Because when you think about the fight against Kamaru Usman, right? He's basically getting handled for the entire fight.
Then between
the fourth and the fifth round is when the coach gave him that fucking ultra pep talk of like, go berserker or whatever he was saying. And then he came out and lands a head kick and then he becomes champion. But it's just weird that, like, what are you saying? Like, he had a resort to a pep talk to get fired up, where some of these guys just have it, where it's like, and I think other people have talked about it too, where some people are fighters and some people are athletes, and maybe that's what he's alluding to. So what do you think about it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I always think about Dan Henderson for some reason. Like, that guy, when he comes out, like, he is just calm, but he's going to kill you.
And yeah,
I think there's something about that that is very unique and different. Some of the guys have that and some of the guys don't. And they're still talented and they're still like tough dudes, but there's like another level to like toughness. And like, that's scary. Like, he just kind of, he could be holding a cup of coffee coming out to the cage and it's just like reading the paper. And then he's going to go in and try to murder you. And it's just
I think maybe
you're right. Like, they're more athletes, MMA athletes, and they're fighters and tough, but in those moments, like when you're getting the shit kicked out of you, you know, like a Gaethje or someone who's just gonna like say fuck it,
yeah, bite down on the mouthpiece and start swinging hard.
Oh boy,
like
George Gurgel was definitely not an athlete. He was a brawler. He just like stuff like guys like that.
I want to use my best attribute.
That's it.
I want to be a fan pleaser.
That's right. So I think it helps, you know. But I think a lot of this like wrestling stuff, like, you know, look at how some of the guys change after they win the belt. Like, it just, they're scared to lose it, I think. So
yeah, that happens too, where then you're fighting not to lose versus fighting to win.
Yep.
And if you've gotten that championship and haven't reset your goals, that can fuck you too, because then you think, oh, I fucking made it. Like, well, no, now you gotta set your goal, like, I want to fucking defend this 10 times or whatever. So, and then while we're talking about Leon, I also saw Jorge Masvidal wants to come out of retirement and fight Leon.
Oh,
because you remember they just had that,
yep,
two piece and whatever, give him a little chin music after that one fight. So they still have that bad blood, and it might be the great timing for that to happen right now too. Leon off of a stupid loss where he shot a takedown and got guillotined. So, and Jorge wants to come back. Why not? Make that fucking happen.
Yeah.
Squash whatever that is. And Leon doesn't have to worry about Jorge taking him down or fucking around on the ground. So he's got a hell of a chance to win that. So, okay. What else is going on?
Let me see. I got one more piece of news and I got a bunch of videos. So, Conor McGregor,
yep,
he was at a press conference for bare knuckle fighting, and they asked him about like the future. And he said, basically that he's happy with what he's done in fighting, and there's something else that he's got his eye on. And that's what he's working on, which is basically this Irish presidency. Mm. And, it doesn't sound like he's interested in fighting. Like at all, like he's still kind of hinting at maybe I'll come back and it'll be the greatest comeback in history. But it sounded to me from his tone and what he was saying, it was like, I'm content not ever doing that ever again. Can you blame him? I mean,
no, I mean, he's accomplished all he's going to accomplish. Anything he does now is to taint his legacy coming back.
Right.
I mean, he could, the only place I'd see and it's probably the best for him is if he does the bare knuckle fighting championship. If he's part owner, get in there and fight someone in there. Fight a little heathen or someone like that.
We even can't Mike have Perry. The president of Ireland fucking bare knuckle boxing. That's just
why not? How cool is that? That's old school Ireland. Toe the line and go. What's the Tom Cruise movie Far and Away with Nicole Kidman?
Oh, toe
the line. Come on, scrapper. Fuck yeah. You need him out there scrapping and presidenting. Why can't he do both?
Wow.
That'd be awesome.
That would be pretty epic. Awesome.
And I think he should run for president and see how he does. He's got enough money. He could potentially win. I think we need some wins. So he needs to win. Might as well take a shot. You got the new fight league. I can't play music, unfortunately. That's, I don't know what this is called, but I want to call it Container Wars.
Oh, man. They're in the container?
They go in a container. They put a fucking gate up. Oh, and it's straight bare knuckle. This is street fighting.
That's pretty crazy.
And I don't. We got one ref, I guess.
Why is the ref, like, protecting them from the walls? I don't get it.
Yeah, they'll just let him hit the fucking wall. Can you grab his head and smash it into the wall?
These guys look like brawlers, not fighters.
Have you ever grabbed someone's head and smashed it into a fucking locker when you're fighting them?
Shit, there looks like there's a lot of blood in there.
Yeah, they don't even wash it out. Just everyone's slipping around and fucking other people's blood. But you get the gist of it. I don't know if there was an actual KO, but... Ooh. Okay, I like this. It's down and dirty. Container Wars.
Rectangular fight.
That's, yeah. I don't know if you're popping off kicks in there. It's kind of tight. Maybe push kicks. Leg kick, maybe? I don't know. I'll throw one more at you. So I don't know where this came from. I'm going to believe it to be real unless someone can prove me otherwise. But how about this nickname? Casey, I eat ass, Dale.
Look what it says below it.
Yeah. So I don't know if this is like a rough and rowdy thing, if they're referencing Portnoy on there. Interesting.
Seems fake.
Thought I'd seen them all. All right, what else is going on?
Here I got Showtime Pettis tweeting out this or Instagramming out this thing. Have you ever seen a people's elbow in an MMA fight?
Yeah, last week.
Did you show this?
Yeah.
You did?
Double taps it. Yeah. You don't remember anything.
I don't. I was out of it last week.
Oh, shit, man. Oh,
Jesus. I'm losing my shit.
It's all right.
I got knockouts left. I don't think you've shown any of these. I hope.
Oh, my God. Wait, we'll see. Let me do a little tweet a week, and then let's run a bunch of these. So
okay.
Let's see what we got here. This is Super 70 Sports. So you're a terrible man for writing that filth on my son's glove. That's my name, ma'am. You're sick. The guy's name? White Sox, Rusty Cunts. Played in the outfield, apparently.
Oh, God. What a name.
I know. I don't remember him. That must have been before my time.
Rusty Cunts. The Sox won today. They've been winning a little bit by a lot. I don't know what's going on. It's weird.
I don't know. I don't even follow that. I'm not even following anything. Can't even watch shit on TV anymore. Let's do some KOs. What do you got?
Now I'm afraid to show you anything because I
I'll tell you.
I don't know what's gonna happen. Okay.
That'd be all right.
Oh man. Brain farts. Here we go. So
yep.
Here's a KO.
Nice. I got that one.
It's got the twitchy thing going on.
Oh, that's never good.
Man, this is 5 days ago. Did you show an ice fights video 5 days ago? Ice fights? Did we show that?
We had talked about the BKFC partnering with them.
Did we see this?
KOs. I don't know if we saw this one per se. No.
Lots of KOs. I mean, that was a good one. A little left. Bing. Oof. Yeah.
Oh.
And then I got one more. I think we saw this one from 2 weeks ago. I'm not going to play this one because I think we saw this one. I think I know what's happening because I don't use Twitter very much or X.
Yeah.
I think when you showed the video, somehow later it shows them to me on Instagram. And then I think they're new because I'm stupid. So I was like, this is good. And throughout the week, I just populate my notes with it. And then this just keeps happening. I need to triple check.
It's all good. Let's see. Like I got a couple. Let's see. Oh, catch spin kick to the face. Catch a kick.
Eek. Oh, damn. That was nice. These look like little guys.
Yeah. Not too big.
And 125ers? Then I think
this was flying knee, probably. Oh, it's loud as fuck. I don't need volume. Some of these take, if you're going to show me a knockout, just get me there in 5 seconds. I don't need all the setup. But
I kind
of
like the anticipation.
Going.
There we go.
That's reminiscent of Masvidal on Ben Askren.
Oh, yeah, he took the whole thing.
And then I'm just down to Knowledge, and I had something nice, but it got deleted, so I only have one other thing. But anyway, what do you got?
Okay, now I'm second guessing myself. I have two things. I have
You're
this.
Fine,
first.
Just go.
This is from Reddit.
Yes,
I feel like this is something you would have shared already, but I don't remember. What do you think it is?
A missile.
It's some kind of missile delivered somewhere.
That's right. Someone needs a fucking big package delivered.
And then my second piece of knowledge is we started watching the new season of White Lotus on Max. I don't know if you watched any of the first two seasons.
Mm-mm.
It's about a resort, and I think that one of them was Hawaii, the other one was somewhere else. This season it's Thailand, and like crazy shit happens. Nice. So it's like, but Arnold Schwarzenegger's son's on this series, and he's actually a really good actor. So surprisingly,
is he like hulked up like him, or is he regular size?
He's like more of a. He looks more like what's his build? I would say like, I don't know, not an NFL player. Like less, definitely built, but not like an NFL player. He's big,
yeah,
but he's not massive.
Because I know like one of his sons is like jacked up, like gacked up, and then but I don't know because he also fucked like his housekeeper, and then there's that kid that's floating around.
Oh, maybe it's him.
And so I don't know, who knows, like,
but it's a good series. It's a good one. You could watch, you know, with your wife if you want. It's like there's all this shit that happens, and they're kind of related but not related the three seasons because they're like in different places, they're different actors every time, but it's just like it's like a caper. Like they slowly start to give you more clues, and then crazy shit happens, and you're like, "What the fuck's going on?" So it's good. It's exciting.
Nice.
Highly recommend.
White Lotus.
Yeah, it's on
Coming to get you. And then I saw this. So this is unfortunate for Jim Lampley. He was on some TV show, and they did him dirty. And hopefully, I'm probably going to have to blur this out a little bit, but I think I need some volume. Maybe. I'll have to figure this out, but this didn't quite work out.
Well. In Newcastle County, Delaware.
Yeah. Like, why are they doing that to the poor man? He's like, he's pissing all over.
So this, so, Glitch, free car wash. Here we go.
Let me get that. Just,
yes. That's it. Get a
fucking guy. He doesn't know what's happening. He's like mid-70s. Like, put the fucking fire hydrant by his cock. Make it look like he's pissing all over.
Just hold it. You get kicked off TV for that?
I don't know.
Pretend you're holding a giant schlong. And
seriously.
Taking a piss.
Exactly. On that note, let's shut down.
All righty. Man. Got a
exactly.
That has been this
week's get your head right.
MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Groh, thanks for playing.